Hello and welcome to the Friendly Geordies podcast Jolly Christmas Special. Part 2.
All right, next question. Is there a point to philosophy?
Yes.
Yeah, so Jordan versus Ali here, I reckon, because they seem to disagree on this. It's kind of, the question is, I guess, like, ignorance is bliss. So you've got, like, your two guys, right? You've got tortured Nietzsche, who sits, he's just, his entire life is just, like, awful, right? Like, he's sick his whole life. He's just, it's like he thought too hard. That's what caused him to go, he literally went insane. He had a straitjacket until his death. He went insane from too much thinking. Versus...
Great.
Or was the syphilis.
Yeah. Well, like, it's more romantic thinking. He thought too hard.
Of course.
He realized some, like, great truth and it drove him nuts. Okay, that's an awesome idea. He, like, just one day went like, oh my God, like, and just went rambles for the rest of his life.
Apparently, that's what Moby Dick's about. Oh, Moby Dick realizing a great truth.
Oh, really?
And it bringing him to insanity of chasing this white whale to realize the truth.
Yeah, it's really cool. Yeah, so you've got this really cool Nietzsche figure, which is like, so he represents philosophy being like all important, right? Like all he thinks about is like, what does it mean to be and all that, blah, 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 blah. Versus practical Zach, who works at, you know, like he's like a, you know, a bricklayer or whatever, and he just doesn't think about it. He loves Transformers as a film. He's just like a, he doesn't care, you know, he doesn't care. Who is, firstly, more happy, and secondly, like, and secondly, it's like, who, like, you know, what's the point to life, right? It's like, kind of like, who cares about Zach? If he's happy, is that good? Or is it like, he should probably be thinking, because that's like a way more important thing to do.
Is ignorance bliss?
Let's blow this right out of the water. We could probably move on to the next subject, because I'm pretty sure we'll all agree with this. Universe is eventually going to end one day.
I don't think we can agree on that.
No.
What?
What do you mean, what? What do you know about that? What do you mean?
What do you mean, what do I know about that?
Why are you so shocked by that?
Because the universe is...
Yeah, because the universe is like, it's temporal. Like, it has to... Like, what do you mean? Like, how do you... What are you shocked
what
about?
What are you... I'm saying...
Because every IMAX movie you've ever watched has two things in it. There's the preamble at the beginning where it says... I'm sure everybody here is aware that the universe is large, but it's much, and then zooms out, much, zooms out again, bigger,
yeah,
and then zooms out to the final one, than we could possibly imagine.
Yeah,
That's number one. And then the second one is a guy with a bald head that's very excitable, with the same movements as a 10-year-old with ADD, going that, look, one day the universe is going to implode in on itself.
Yeah.
That's what I thought was, like a known thing. The universe will end.
Yeah, but that's the big crunch theory, like it will, like life will end, but like the big crunch could just cause another big bang. It's like, it's the universe
but this universe, all life in it will be extinguished.
Yeah, life may, but the universe itself is like, that's not clear that that will end.
Well, if all life is extinguished, then practical Zach is smack on that.
Okay.
He's really killing it at life. If that's not too much of a contradiction.
Yeah, well, what do you reckon, Ollie? Like, is there a point to life in terms of, like, you know, is there kind of, like, a life without thinking is a life unlived? Like, do you reckon that's fair?
Look, right? I think your idea that practical Zach is right, because well, eventually that life will end and everything will go back to dust or whatever. So, he's doing the right thing, he's happy. I think that's a ridiculous idea, because...
Laying down the law.
Damn.
Sharia law. Sharia law.
Okay.
Falafels of justice.
I don't know why that's...
I'm not even Middle Eastern, man.
Close enough.
Is now. Pakistan technically Asia?
It's technically Asia. Yeah.
India was the cutoff point.
It's also technically not Middle East. It's South Asia. Fair enough. Close.
Right, whatever.
Whatever. Anyways, coming back to your point, I think the reason why I would disagree with your idea is because you are looking at it that the destination of something matters the most, hence the journey should be dictated according to the destination point. I argue it doesn't matter what the destination point is. It's the journey that matters.
Why?
Because I feel the purpose of life is not just to live, but it's to enhance, it's to contribute, it's to do something. So you were born, I genuinely feel your purpose was not just to survive. If that was the case, then we wouldn't have evolved these brains that we do have. We would have been like a normal animal that does that. We do have... We're different. Whether you like to admit it or not, we have certain capabilities that most of the animal kingdom doesn't. We're talking about parallel universes and universes here, all right? That is completely different to what an animal is thinking right now. But and we know that. You know why? Because we have those brains. So it is your duty.
I do really like the thought of four giraffes in the savannah discussing this. Yeah. But continue.
Yes. It is your duty to contribute to this society, to make it better for all of the people that are coming after you, and not necessarily make it better in terms of, you know, having a better social life or whatever, or having a better life. It means better in the sense that you contributed something. They know something that they never did because of you. That is your job. Hence, being that practical Jack, I would rather...
Practical Zach.
I would, yeah.
You're going to have to bleep that, Robbie. That was obscene.
We can't say Jack on this. Sorry, Ali.
No, fair enough. Practical Zach.
Yep, thank you.
You may also use Zachary, Zach Attack.
Zach Attack.
Zach Smack Whack.
Is that from Saved by the Bell?
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, go on.
That's my point,
that
man.
That is his second name, Attack.
Family name, Attack.
But do you think, I reckon it's more of a, like, practical Zach Attack is not as, like, actually as happy as you would be if you... if you, like, had a really good understanding of philosophy, I reckon if you're looking at just at a pure, like, what makes someone happier, right? It's, like, the guy that, like, thinks about the world more, I reckon has higher highs and lower lows than practical Zach. Example would be him watching Transformers, right? Loves it. He loves Transformers. But when he watches Citizen Kane, he doesn't understand it. But I reckon if you understood, like, cinema, as in, like, you understand the world from thinking, you can appreciate Citizen Kane more and enjoy it at a higher level than you can Transformers.
It's Robbie is about to lay down. Jesus, look, he Robbie's you can waving tell from his around. Hand movement that he is about to lay down his version of a John 316 Stone Cold Steve Austin Smackdown.
Yeah, stunner.
Like, I'm just full on behind that. I think that's it. I think that, like, we can stop it there. I mean, like, I don't know what else anybody could say.
Yeah.
What do you reckon? Do you reckon there's anything else to add?
Yes. I do think that the higher highs and the lower lows is not correct.
Really?
Yes. Oh, because a dog is definitely nowhere near as developed mentally as us. But we've all seen or heard of the YouTube footage in my example where a dog has seen its owner return from the war and it's so happy that it passes out with joy. No way has Nietzsche ever passed out with joy.
Yeah, well,
he's not even come close. The closest thing he would have had was just like, oh my God, that's incredible. Give me my notes. I'm going to write this down. I would much prefer the... What happened?
Yeah. Well, I guess everything comes down to, like, how do you value life, right? Like, is it, like, all about just, like, ephemeral, like, absolute, like, the physical feeling of joy? Or is it, like, a greater understanding of the universe? Like, is it, like, which is actually, like, what's the value in feeling really good? And is it purely just, like, a response thing of pleasure? If that's the meaning of life, then, yeah, dog wins. But it's, like, I think that there is... There's more to... Obviously, there's more to Nietzsche than a dog. Like, I think Nietzsche is, like... Yeah, like, if he's a tormented soul. But I think if you were in a position where it's, like, by the end of your life, it's, like, you had, like... You'd, like, gained enough knowledge that you think you understood a bit more. I think, like... I don't know. I think, like, the pursuit of knowledge is, like, a more important pursuit, even if it leads you to be unhappy. Then,
but I don't think it is making you unhappy. Okay, sure, you're not passing out of joy, but I don't want to do that. I don't want to see an owner of mine and be so happy that I faint out of joy. I have decided that that joy is not worth it.
Mm. Yeah, by hence using your mighty human logic. Yeah. But your emotional mammal brain right now is going, yeah.
Yeah, but
free food.
But the emotional
getting that happy.
That emotion
doesn't get any sweeter than this, baby.
I love it. That's the dog voice. Sorry, go on.
Yes, the lovable hobo tramp lives under the bridge. Tell stories for beans.
That's his currency.
But it's really comes down to your priorities. If you really think that passing out of joy and that having that really raw emotional mammal feeling of joy is what you want to do with this life that you have,
good luck. No, I don't want to, but I'm saying that objectively it's clearly better.
Well, again, no, I don't think so.
Subjectively, it's not, but see, there's that magic word. And we're not talking about the things you're seeing out of either. We're talking about you, aren't we, Harley?
Yeah.
But from an obvious outsider perspective, you would agree that the dog is far happier than you are.
I don't care about that outsider perspective.
Jordan's point, I think, with the whole universe thing at the start, is that, like, ultimately, it doesn't matter, right? Ultimately, everything ends. Life ends. Who cares about knowledge? Because ultimately, we all die.
I care. It's fun. That is my fun. Passing out of joy by looking at my owner is unfortunately not my fun. I cannot do that. I won't pass out of joy because I won't even be happy. I'd just be killing myself.
You had the choice. You had the choice of having that joy.
I wouldn't take it. I would never. Look, I would have a much more eventful life than have a really dull, boring life. I would rather suffer, be happy, have some good times, have some bad times, learn, contribute.
The dog's getting all that.
It's better to have loved
and learn and contribute and have some ups and have some downs.
Yeah, on such a basic level.
Yeah, that's the point. Is it better to have higher highs and lower lows, or just like a high and a low?
Yeah.
Well, like if you were a Buddhist, though, you would think that it would be better to have just a higher and a low, and not to have. That's the point of meditation, right?
Yeah. Look, I personally feel like someone told me. Someone asked me a question the other day. What if, when you were 55 years old, you were the most successful person, and then when you were 60, you were nobody? Would you want that success, knowing that you wouldn't eventually have it and you'd go into this depression? I would say I would want it, because I want to experience that 55, because that is worth all of the pain that I will suffer later. It is more eventful. I have achieved something that I can be happy. So when I die, I can be sure that, you know what, I tried my best. I achieved something. I might not have achieved something, but I didn't have a meaningless life. That is not... is even in a cosmic sense, if we
you
were
did have a meaningless life.
It's like, what gives life
Let's
meaning?
Let's be real about this, Ali. Well, you're going to have a meaningless life.
Look,
who had a meaningful life?
In a grand scheme of so many people did.
It turns out the cosmic answer is J.K. Rowling.
She's the one. She won. She won. Well, no, that's a good point, though. It's like, yeah, but that it's such a kind of dangerous kind of like philosophy, really, to like subscribe to, because it's like it just really gives like everything just means nothing, right? It's like, if yeah, like you're just saying it's meaningless because we die, but like, so what if we die? Like, why is that like a caveat in it? Like, why is that the reason everything's meaningless? You know, like if you make someone else happy, right, just for like a little bit, isn't that maybe something which is like you've now
the
you
dog know, would make me. Look, I love you guys to pieces, right? But you have... none of you have made me anywhere near as happy as my dog.
You don't have a dog.
It's dead.
Oh, my God.
But yeah.
Massive highs, massive lows. The but life yeah. of a dog.
But then you're saying the dog's life, though, is meaningless, right? Like your life, like everyone's life.
I would say
life.
That inevitably, everybody's life is going to be meaningless.
So if you have to find some meaning in your life, be happy. Is that basically your idea?
No, I actually do ascribe with Ali, but I do understand, at least it makes logical sense to me, that, yeah, you should be happy, but I'm on Ali's camp of, look, it's more fun for me to have heady ideas.
Oh, so you actually don't... You say you've changed your tune?
No. It's like... sort of, it's my modus operandi. The way that I function is the way that Ali functions.
Mm.
But I understand as a heady context, much like I understand you shouldn't mix plastics with paper, but sometimes when I'm feeling really lazy,
I just might.
Yeah, look at somebody who's just been like, please sign this petition to stop Mark Bear from recycling. Yeah, I've done it before. Guilty as charged.
So you're saying, like, practical Zach is probably living, like, because it's like that whole thing of like, we can just move straight on to this next segment, which is like, how do you live like a perfect life? Like, what's like the perfect life? And I reckon Jordan thinks that Practical Zach lives the perfect life because he's like more happy than anyone else.
Right.
Practical Zach like also thing, right? goes also, to Limbistic like, concerts,
you're
by the
also,
way.
Also, yeah. And nuke him. Like, that's fine. I don't care. Because, again, it doesn't matter. But the
it's pure insanity.
Kill them all.
It doesn't matter. Kill anyone. Like, nothing matters.
But all right. Everyone in this room is atheist, which means that you think you have a really short span of consciousness and that's it for all eternity.
Yeah.
Surely you should be, everybody is living it up and say, what? Do it.
No, but your definition of living it up is different from mine.
No, but just talk about it in like really a greater sense.
I bet that when you look at a Snoop Dogg film clip of him just pimping it in a casino with a bunch of hoes, you're like, all right, he has a better life than me.
Yeah, well, on a short term, perhaps, like he's getting a lot more women than me. He's making a lot more money than me.
Certainly a lot more women than Robbie.
Can we get an amen, Robbie?
Well, you got to get your attention going again. He's
reading a book.
Jinx! Touchwood!
There's a reason I'm getting this out. Like, I'm not just leisurely having a little flick through.
It's a classic audio guy.
What are you talking about? Look, I'm getting out.
And if you asked him, how was that, Robbie? Was it good? At the end, every time he's like, yeah.
But yeah, but Ali, not just like a, that's better for you and that's better for me. If you had to like kind of be objective and think like, what is ultimately like the best life one can lead? It's kind of like the, say like you get a politician, like say you get like Gandhi or something, right? And you'd say like, all right, he contributed heaps to the world. But the point is like, the world is ultimately going to blow up. Ultimately, eventually we're all dead. So it's like, really, what's the point in Gandhi doing anything? Isn't it more about just like personal joy, right? So the more happy you can be, the more meaning there is in your own life, because it's all about you in the end, right? Because nothing really matters. So it's like, how do you be as happy as you possibly can? And the answer is, be practical, Zach. Don't think about anything and just party all night.
All right. If Zach wants to do that, then he has my blessings. But I say that the world is made up of individuals and individual aspirations. If you can't just look at it as if like it's some sort of a mass, that mass is individuals just like you and me. And I feel that if those individuals try a different way of living, I know you like Transformers, but go out for another movie. Maybe you like it, maybe you won't.
You're a creature of your habits as well though, Ali. You've spent your entire life reading Marx, pretty much. So why don't you try, if you don't want to do Practical Zach, why don't you try Bongi Tongi's version of happiness? I reckon that he's probably got it right more than Practical Zach. Living on a paradise-like island in a hammock all day, maybe you can pull a couple of bongs or whatever and you've got a girlfriend and you just go snorkeling, and it's one of those climates where half of the day you're like, it's too hot to think. I just happy now.
Look, it comes back to the whole thing.
Sounds awesome, but you would love that, Tom.
Yeah, I love that. All right, here's my...
You love Bongi Tongi, soon to be Bongi Tommy.
The way I would see it would be the exact same thing as our, like, it's best to kill one person to save three people. I reckon if you live your whole life, and instead of just making yourself happy, you made two people really happy, then, like, objectively, right, you've made more people happy, so therefore... world is better, people are happier, you've made the world better. That's the perfect life, right?
I'll give you an alternate scenario. That man who was living in that wonderful paradise, having an amazing life, going snorkeling, suddenly realizes that his whole island is going underwater. He doesn't know why that's happening. His life is fucked up now. His kids are dying. He doesn't know why that is. How awesome is
his
that life?
Kids are dying. Why are they drowning?
Yeah, they're drowning.
But he can't swim because he never thought about it.
It's a tragic coconut disease.
He never learned. He never bothered to learn.
They never even got a chance to drown.
Coconut disease. Bet
them old coconuts.
They deformed into coconuts. One day he just walks into his crib and he's like, Jason, no! He drinks his baby because the island is going underwater and there's no food source available.
He drinks his baby. Yeah, he doesn't actually have kids. His coconuts are kids, but he just doesn't know what kids means because he's never thought.
So in that scenario, you think that he has a worse life than you?
Of course.
Yeah, the level of like base knowledge you need. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, if you never learned like how to do anything, I think you wouldn't be very happy. You'd be just like very confused and scared your whole life.
That happiness stems from ignorance.
Yeah.
That happiness stems from ignorance. And when your happiness is coming from ignorance, it doesn't mean that you're happy. It's that you're not aware of all of the things that can potentially happen as well, right? So you can potentially have a really bad life because of your ignorance. But if you were prepared, look, I'm not saying that just because you're in pursuit of knowledge or if you want to contribute, you just have a horrible life. You can still live your life. In certain cases, you might have you might cut your ear off or something of that sort. But you know what? Even that, I still feel that if you ask the painter that, if you ask Van Gogh if he thinks it was worth it, I think he would say yes, because he chose that life. And he wanted to do it. He could have stopped doing it. He went ahead because he felt that high. You can compare it to heroin or whatever. But either way, when you're high on heroin, that feels awesome. And if it means that I will die because of that heroin, I'd rather take that heroin because I want to feel that high.
All right. Then, by that definition, you should be the dog because the dog will feel.
Look, my heroin is a bit more sophisticated.
Seeing a guy, what a cheap high! Every day at 4, I'm home. That's awesome.
All right,
that's better than the heroin.
Yeah, but like I like certain kinds of heroin though. I guess like again, it becomes really individual.
It's kind of a cake.
So you think like the ignorance is bliss? I reckon there's a really good argument for why ignorance actually is bliss. Okay, like so, try this one on for size. Like imagine you could have like a perfect dream when you go to bed at night. Okay, you like live or like you live the perfect life. And then you get to heaven or whatever, and they're like, all right.
Do you think of the perfect dream, just as a quick side note, do you think it involves a castle in the sky, and every time you go on it, it bounces a little bit under your feet?
That's sure, all right.
Robbie is nodding his head in thorough agreement.
Yes.
It's pink.
Yeah.
So, like, say you, like, live your perfect, like, so what's your perfect dream, Robbie? Just say it, like, say the castle in the sky.
Castle in the sky, it's pink. There's, it's made of cake. And
so, yeah, like, you live that dream, you wake up, and then there's a genie, and they say, like, all right, you can have another dream. Do you want to have the exact same dream again? And you'd be like, well, no, I want to, you know, do something else because I'm sick of that dream now. Or you could say, like, yeah, I'll do it again. Say you did that, right, for, like, infinite times. So, like, you just did it again and again and again. And you're like, all right, this time I want to, like, live an entire life where I'm the King of England. And this time I want to do it again. And you just, like, have infinite times. Eventually, you'd just have to start, like, repeating it over and over because you've lived every possible experience, right? If you got to that point, the best thing you could do for the genie would be like, well, this time I want to do a dream where I don't know what happens. Because, like, in a sense, like, ignorance of, like, of the future is, like, the thing that gives life meaning, right? Mm. Because if you know there's, like, this is going to happen now, eventually it's like, well, like, that's, like, having lows, like, having something bad happen is, like, in a way, like, the thing that gives life meaning. Because it's, like, you'd want to have like a normal life. Like if you could have perfect, eventually perfection just wouldn't be good. You'd have to have like variant.
Spoken like a true ex-gambler that Tom is, the thing that he's chasing is the come on lucky seven.
Yeah. Yeah. Poker variance. Yeah. It's actually that is like a massive like theory as to why, like that's like the game theory of why poker is like the best game. Like we were talking about, it's like why it's better than chess is because you've got luck involved. So it's like anyone can win. But like a bit, yeah. Anyway.
Oh, that's really... No, it's an interesting scenario.
It's like an Alan Watts idea, that one.
Is it?
Okay. Yeah. It's a pretty cool idea, though, because it is, like... Like, if you, like, hear him say it, like, you know, you really, like, fully, like, digest that thought, it's like you kind of realize, like, that's why there would be, like, why pain? And you know how people will say, like, why is there pain and suffering in the world? Like, if God exists, like, why would he do that? It's actually, I reckon, like, a really good answer as to, like, why pain and suffering would exist, not only as the kind of to understand pain, so then, like, in heaven it's better or whatever. Like, I reckon that's, like, a shit kind of argument. But the better argument, I reckon, is, like, well, you know, this is, like, a perfect life because you don't know what's going to happen. Like, having, like, kind of, you know, not being predetermined is such a kind of, like, it's a perfect way to be.
So, in essence... Like everything else, the guy that we had on the previous podcast, Rye, was also right about life in general. It's not Bongi Tongi that's right. It's Rai the Science Guy that is correct.
What was Rai
living in Hong Kong is the best because it's just this city of sin and mysticism.
Yeah, well, I reckon it's the thing I was saying of like the universe having order, the universe being chaotic. It's like chaos is like the answer, I reckon. Because if it's got order, you could like, you know, it's determinable.
Gamey.
Yeah, it's too much like chess. It's like, you know, it's potentially solvable. Like, you need, like, this kind of, like, variance of just, like, absolute chaos to, like, keep it interesting. Or, like, you'll just get, you know, if you were to live, like, infinite lives, this would be, like, the ultimate, like, kind of final life, I reckon.
Look, going back to the point of the chaos thing, I agree with the fact that universe in itself is chaos. But within that chaos, there are patterns. So even that chaos is structured. The reason why we call it chaos is because we don't understand it. And obviously, it is really, really difficult to understand, perhaps impossible. But within that chaos, we can look at our patterns. And by judging those patterns, we can make sense of the chaos. So we can have more informed opinion about that chaos and try to understand it a bit more.
Yeah.
So I kind of, like, I hate to be on the fence here, but I kind of agree with both the ideas of chaos and a coherent, structured, patterned life.
All right, well, if we get into that, yeah, I reckon, like, that's why we have, like, universal laws of physics. It's like, if, like, they determine, like, everything that happens, it's like they have to fit in with those laws. So, yeah, everything is technically ordered because it's like everything could be worked out. You know, like, if things are truly chaotic, it's, like, ununderstandable, then it's, like, you know, there has to be a way of understanding everything, is the idea. That's, like, you know, science 101, isn't it? That, like, everything is understandable. It's just, like, working out how to understand it.
Can we just get a mark on the time? How long?
I think Robin knows how it works.
You resisted it for 95 minutes.
Yeah.
It's always in there somewhere.
Robbie. His answer to a truly happy life.
We were talking about this. We believe that Robbie's ideal life would definitely be if he lived in the Caribbean, constantly wearing a Hawaiian t-shirt that has aliens on the top of it. And he's got the, not the breakfast shift, but the 9 to 12, real easy, nice, most of it's music. And then every now and then he just turns it on being like, hey, 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 Robbie here on Saturdays. Guys, what do you think about this sound effect? More or less of that.
Yeah, good or not, we're taking calls. Robbie, what like
that is a great, what you are doing right now, Robbie, is your place in the universe, right? Of kind of just sitting there being like,
hey guys, what do you think about it?
Is that your ideal life?
Potentially, yeah. I can't say, I haven't done it, so I can't say.
All right, what do you reckon?
You haven't done it.
I haven't been.
Honey, we're at episode 42. Where have you been?
Oh, baby.
baby. Why, you don't think that you've lived that life yet?
Oh, Lady Luck is on my side. Yeah. I don't know, I haven't done it in the Caribbean, is what I'm saying.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So is that not even your ideal place of environment? You would prefer to be living in, say, Norway, for instance, pressing the same sound effects and going, my finger's stuck to the sound effect button. Yeah. It's eternally going forever. This is amazing.
If I had all the people I...
Perfect love.
If I had all the people that I truly cared about in the Caribbean, then yeah, it'd be Caribbean.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you reckon is the shittest life one can live?
For me or just in general?
Yeah, for you first and then in general.
Let me have a think. Sorry for a sec. Sorry.
All right. Tom had a great example. Okay. And that was one of Ali's examples of what the ideal life is to be a heroin junkie. Tom strongly disagrees with
that. Was my shittest life would be a heroin. No, I was just saying, like, if you wake up and have and like shoot up heroin at 8 a.m. specifically 8 a.m. not 9 or 7. If it's 8, I reckon that's like you were in a bad way.
Yeah, because you're just like, oh no, if Dragon Ball Z's on Change TV, you know, like, to make this a little bit better.
Yeah. It's the time most people leave to go to work.
I'll just take the dragon to work today.
Yeah, that's a pretty bad life.
No, I reckon being one of, like, Coney's kids would just be shithouse.
Yeah, true. Actually, it would be worse lives. I guess if you're in a comfy couch somewhere shooting up, it wouldn't be the worst life.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I don't know. Yeah. It's pretty bad. Like, it's just like, it, in a greater kind of like, what are you doing with yourself kind of way? It's like, you are living a shit life.
Yeah, right.
But what if you got turned into a match? Coney's kid or getting turned into a match, so when someone goes, just saying that, like, yeah, so what I was talking about, the Johnson's account, my head!
The Johnson account.
He's lighting up a cigar.
Yeah. Mm. Well, it'd be bad, I guess, if you're a match, like, waiting to get pulled off.
It's not really a life, though, is it? So, pretty redundant question.
Don't have anyone to talk to or anything.
Just the other matches, I guess.
But they're not, you know,
they're not alive, they're not though, people. They're as matches, well. Yeah.
That's right, they're matches.
I actually think, again, it might be North Korea. That would probably be the worst life, would be in one of their concentration camps.
I reckon it'd be like a girl living in like one of those like really heavily Islamic African countries.
They're both, I don't know, rubbish, because, yeah, the prison is kind of an orderly hell, whereas that is a more random chaos hell. So there might be a couple of days where, I don't know, you just wake up and you're like, everybody died of syphilis except me.
Don't you reckon, though, it's like, if you, like... I reckon, like, being in, like, a prison, though, it's like, at least there's... Because it's ordered, it's like... It's like a scary movie or a monster movie. It's scary until you actually see the monster. Mm. So it's like, if you're living, like, every second day is alright, and then suddenly your village gets raided and you have to, like, run away screaming. It's like, because there's this, like, polarity, I reckon things would be way worse, because it's like, you're getting a little taste of, like, and then, like, ah! Like, ah!
Yeah, right.
But if you're in prison, it's just like, I know what's happening tomorrow, like, and you can, like, kind of get, like, to terms with that. You know, it's like, if it's chaotic, it's just like, you don't know when you're going to get, like, just raided the next day or whatever. I think that'd be worse. I'd way rather be in prison.
I know that I point out Studio A far too much in this podcast, but one more time. Is that guy living the ideal life? This nerd that's
standing
very up, nervously looking at us going, why are you pointing at me? Why are you pointing at me? I'm trying to tune out. Yeah.
He's on the DJ set live on FBI.
However, he shouldn't be.
Yeah. It's that thing where he's got, like, his headphones around his neck and he's kind of, like, holding one up to his ear and just, like, jigging up and down to, like, a sick beat.
But you can tell that he's secretly thinking, like, why isn't this working? Why is it... Oh, it's not plugged in.
Yeah. He's just padding for time. You're on radio, mate. No one can see you.
He's here at 3 a.m. every morning. You'd have to have a very somewhere... No, actually, that he probably is leading one of the best lives in the world. If you're a DJ, that's got to be up there.
Okay, what's the most mediocre life you could have?
Probably a DJ as well. Mediocre, no.
Certainly not.
Yeah. No, right. I mediocre in terms middle of the road. Nothing in the end.
All right, so we've got the highs, we've got the lows. What's the most mediocre, boring, normal thing that anybody could ever do in their life?
I think Zach was it. Yeah. I think Practical Zach was one of those, like, mediocre, boring...
What's his occupation?
Was he working in an insurance agency? Accountant... He's doing a TAFE course to become an accountant.
Oh my God, one of those.
You had to mention TAFE.
No, TAFE's fine. Like, there's a lot of good things about TAFE. It's specifically accountants.
You can't defend it now. You can't defend it now.
Yeah.
I like TAFE.
Like, right next
I wish
to
I went
him.
To TAFE.
Bullshit.
You don't.
Yeah, no, North Sydney TAFE. I really wish I did go to North Sydney TAFE.
Explain yourself.
It's got the best film school in... Like, more people get
in
employed.
In North Sydney.
Yeah, more people get into, like, the television industry from North Sydney TAFE than any other school in Sydney. Like,
a
more than
craft
actors,
descendancy
anyway.
Of gaffer tapes, teamsters, and...
Well, like, not anymore, but, like, in retrospect, if I could have, like, known what I know now, I would have gone to North Sydney TAFE, so...
I reckon you've never been more aware of an audience for this podcast.
Well, like, saying
you
what they want to hear.
You are very weary about this.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I'm not. I'm just being honest.
Okay. All right. I don't know. But that's what somebody would say. That's what somebody would say.
He has at the end when he clearly lied about something.
Shifting my eyes at you both, like, saying, like, hey, shut up.
No. He's 100% truth.
Yeah, shut the fuck up.
It'd have to be... I reckon you're right. Just
what do you
factoring
mean?
In the fact that TAFE...
Sorry.
Go on, sorry, Jordan.
No. You're asking Robbie a question.
No, you're talking it.
Well, in the TAFE scenario, if you're going to mention that plus accountancy, the fact that your education is right next to it, you can hear the buzzer of somebody going...
Can I get somebody else who hasn't got a haircut yet? I'll mess this guy up.
What and you're trying to do an accountancy test in the next room listening to that.
Yeah.
That guy has got to have the most mediocre life.
I agree. I'm saying the accountant does. I'm saying, like, I'm not saying TAFE's bad.
I'm saying the getting accountant- your degree at TAFE for accounting is super mediocre.
Yeah, I completely agree. Accountancy only, though.
I reckon we found out the most basic bro you can think of, right? In his top five films, surely is Death Race.
Is that the... I don't know what that is, but that sounds about right.
Is that Death the Tarantino Race. One? What's the Tarantino film where the, with the you know, the stuntman...
Mark? Yeah, Kurt Russell. It was Death Kurt Race.
Oh, sorry, not Death... Maybe it's not Death Race.
Are you talking about the Jason Statham?
Jason Statham. What's it called?
Need for Speed.
I think it's called Death Race. I think the Tarantino one's not Death... I don't know. What, I can't remember.
Oh, let me just Google it.
But yeah, it's...
What movies do you think are in the top five for the most mediocre person on the planet?
Mission Impossible 2.
Oh,
if they
God.
Had that on their list, I reckon.
Yeah, I'm so glad you said that.
No, I reckon he would get cred out of saying, no, man, Mission Impossible 1, you can't beat the original and the best.
Yeah. All right, what about, Jurassic Park 3? That would be, I reckon that's on the list.
Yeah, and the newest Jurassic Park would be like, man, I'm so disillusioned with this franchise. They ruined it.
Yeah. I didn't trust one or two. They got me with three. Yeah.
Not enough plot development.
Yeah. Yeah, what else would be on that list?
Matrix.
No way.
No, Jesus. Dude.
As if the bros don't love Matrix.
Matrix 2.
Regardless of whether it's a good movie or not.
They like Matrix 2 just because of the Mr. Smith.
No one likes Matrix 2. Even the creators don't like it. I bet even the guys with the dreadlocks are like, this is a pretty shit movie, man.
I like the Matrix.
The good thing was Madrid.
Matrix 3 wasn't that good.
I like all of them.
Revolution.
Really? Should we review something now?
Is that, no,
we're
no,
getting
no,
to
no,
that
no,
point
no.
now. Yeah.
No.
Robbie, what's the first thing that comes to your head? Go.
Balloon dinosaur.
Okay, review balloon dinosaurs.
It's blue. I'm very bad at making them. That's basically... Like, I'm just
thinking of... What would you rate that thought out of five?
I'd rate it a 6.5.
6.5 out of five?
Because...
Balloon dinosaurs.
That's impossible.
That's so huge.
It was very
you
quick.
You love that thought.
It's very quick. It was, it's got a lot of legs to it, that thought.
All right, how about this idea? All right, what do you think you should be thinking about? That's what we're going to talk about, which is... So, like... So, it's kind of the same thing, but it's like... If you had to be like, all right, this is, like, an important thing to think about. What's, like... What is something you should spend your life thinking about? You know, like, if you had to try and work out, you know, should I be thinking about poverty in Africa? Or it's like, should I be thinking about how much money I can make? Or, you know, what do you reckon?
Does anyone disagree with this? Improving the lives of others.
Yeah, that's really
good.
Yeah,
that's all right.
I can't fault that.
Yeah, that's...
Mm.
And then actually, you know, screw others.
Myself.
The world.
Oh,
right. Right.
Yeah.
Find a way to... Carbonize yourself with gold.
Yeah.
What about that? Yeah. That's your
how do
main
I become
thought.
Made
how
of
do
gold?
I become a real life Oscar? Change my name to Oscar. Yeah. Oscar.
What about add the word worthwhile before others?
Make what is it? Sorry, say it. Just say
so,
the sentence.
So, say what you said, and then stop before you say others, and I'll say the word.
Improve the lives of
worthwhile.
What?
Others.
Okay, I know that you're glancing at me going, come on, you know this, but really don't know this. What do you say?
I'm saying...
He's just that,
well, like, okay, so do you want to approve...
Ali, could you please interpret
yeah,
the
just-
other person whose language here is... English is the secondary language.
Maybe he can
he's the
keep
one
up with this. Yeah.
He's the one that understands this.
Look, I don't... But I think Robbie's just trying to say people who are deserving to have their lives improved.
Yeah.
So, for instance, Kim Jong-un, let's not improve his life.
That's what I'm saying.
Ooh, yeah.
Only worthwhile people.
Yes.
But then again, actually, killing him would improve the lives of many, theoretically.
No, it wouldn't. That's the point. It doesn't improve anyone's life.
No, but we'll
come back to that. In theory, if killing Kim Jong-un... And it definitely
like,
would.
Sorry.
Killing Kim
Jong-un
would definitely improve the lives of many.
Yeah, killing him right now. I'm saying, like, you know... If he could be stopped without being killed.
A worthwhile many as well.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe probably. There's a Hitler in North Korea. Maybe there's heaps of Hitlers all through North Korea and he's doing a good job.
Imagine if Hitler was still alive.
Yeah, maybe he's like holding them back. It's like, yeah, it's kind of like the Saddam Hussein argument of like, you know, like he was he was bad, but he was keeping things from like, you know, so holding the floodgates kind of thing.
So
it's
clearly not what's happening in North Korea though. North Korea is not like the Middle East at all. They're just the most obedient, kind people.
Look, I've never met a North Korean.
I never met a North Korean either, apart from ordering like a Pajon pancake off them, and I felt really slack.
Really?
And I wanted to tip them, but then the person next to me was going, no, we don't do that here.
Yeah, he's not the Korean.
I think the Tarantino movie was Death Proof.
Death Proof. Right. Death Sorry. Proof.
Yep. Anyway. Do you disagree with that?
Improving the lives of worthwhile others.
Yeah.
No, I agree with that. I think.
Do you think that Bill Clinton classifies as somebody that you should be improving?
Is
the
he
life
worthwhile?
Is he worthwhile?
What do you reckon?
Good segment. Yeah. Is Bill Clinton worthwhile?
Yeah. Does Bill Clinton matter?
Yeah, I think it's more just a general thing. But yeah, I have no idea. I don't think he matters anymore. I don't.
But is he worthwhile you improving his life?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, sure. I think everyone, like, yeah, he's worth. The only people that aren't worthwhile to you guys would be like genocidal maniacs, right?
Yeah.
Everyone else is worthwhile.
Bill Clinton is probably
not a genocidal maniac, but definitely by definition a mass murderer. You want that on your conscience?
Do you reckon he should be crucified as a mass murderer?
No, I don't think he should be crucified.
Well, I think you actually would. No, so he's not genocidal. He's just a mass murderer.
Democidal. He's just a mass murderer.
Oh, okay. So mass murderers are all right. Lock up mass murderers, but genocidal murderers. It's just a definition game, though, isn't it? How many is it until it's genocide? If it's like an entire like race of people,
extermination of people based on ethnic or religious, you know.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Yeah. So if it's like just a national reason, or if it's like not ethnic or racial, they shouldn't be crucified. But if it is ethnic or racial, then it's crucifiable.
I don't know. Ask Jordan.
Jordan?
No, if it's a huge quantity of people, yes. But Bill Clinton didn't have this intent, this bloodthirsty intent of killing a lot of people.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point.
People would just come in and say, sign this paper, yes or no. And he's just like, yeah, okay, do it. Yeah. You know, it wasn't like Saddam sitting there watching someone being like, no, into a meat grinder. He's being like, this milkshake cold, get me a new milkshake.
Well, if you ask Chomsky, though, he'd probably disagree with you. Like, that was like the Sam Harris-Chomsky debate was... Sam Harris was saying Bill Clinton's intent wasn't to kill people. He didn't mean to, but, you know, like, ISIS or whatever they're intending to kill people. And Chomsky's saying, like, well, like, you know, look at, like, American foreign policy's history. That's just an absurd idea. They're not really the light on the hill. They're only in it for themselves. Like, it's that kind of, like, maybe it's not intent to mass murder, but it's like, they're not doing, like, it's like apartheid or something. It's not like they're really looking out for the best interests of people. Is that's Chomsky's view, right?
Yeah, but he's also arguing that those interests might not necessarily be worth committing those mass murders as well. So just because you think your intentions are right doesn't make your intention right.
Mm.
I think we can all agree that Bill Clinton doesn't deserve to be crucified, okay?
Yeah.
Kim Jong-un does. I think we're all on the same page here, except for Captain Loopy Pantsless.
Well, I just think it's a bit unfair, because it's just like, you know, if someone's a mass murderer, if you think that, but you reckon, like, just lock him up, it seems to be just a bit of a... Well, being Bill Clinton's, he's, like, from the US or whatever, and it's kind of like, we know a bit more about him, so he's not as bad. But if someone's like...
We know quite a bit about Kim Jong-un. I probably know more about Kim Jong-un than I do about Clinton.
All I know about Clinton is
that he's got Glass-Steagall-Act, played the saxophone, got his dick sucked by someone who was uglier than his wife, and you think, why? At least get What's a hot intern. You're the most powerful man in the world.
I think she was alright. I keep on saying this. I think she was alright.
I reckon as well. I don't think she was that bad.
Fair yeah.
Robbie, please, you're not doing anything. Get up a picture of Monica Lewinsky and let's rate her.
No, let's not do that. Come on. Keep it high. Like We always go low.
The internet's down.
FBI, thank you.
Oh, you should probably thank them. Yeah.
Thanks, FBI.
Having shitty internet access. And,
no, actually, thank you.
Four mics, really, that's great. And you've also got an unlimited supply of V. I'm starting to think that they're sponsored by the man. I don't like it.
Really?
Why? Because FBI is sponsored by V. Do you reckon that's kind of like a sellout?
Not a sellout thing. More of a thing that they think that... Oh, God, we're using their facilities and we're going to go live on there. But the fact that they've always got this thing of like, yeah, man, we're just really community. Progressive and we don't give a shit and we're all community, but sponsored by V.
Yeah. Yeah, I've always actually thought that was a bit odd. Like, it's a bit like... Oh, maybe we shouldn't talk about this, but like, it is a bit of a... Just, like, community radio stations in general having, like, commercial sponsorship. Like, I thought that was a thing that community radio didn't do. Like, I thought they were, like... Aren't they government-funded, community radio?
It's actually quite dystopic dictatorship in the sense that they are profiting off of this. But at the same time, they've got this guise of it being a community radio.
Yeah.
So, they're just... So, pretty much, it's kind of like Today FM, more or less... Just a more povo version of that, less profitable, but they're making us all work for free.
Well, they wouldn't be profit, though. They wouldn't take, like, a profit as a company. Yeah,
it's misdirected anger as well. Really, like, they need to survive, man. Like, I don't know their budgets or anything. I don't know their balance sheet, but they need to survive. Like, you should be getting more mad at the people that are basically responsible for them for having sponsorships as well. So, like, if government is supposed to fund them, then they should also fund them adequately.
Yeah, like, they're obviously not getting enough because they have to. Like, they wouldn't want to be getting sponsors. So, it's like, yeah, they're not the problem.
Do you think they enjoy V-Man?
Again, they're not taking a profit. Thank you to FBI, but I am really happy that Malcolm Turnbull cut your funding.
Really?
Yeah, like, they screwed Robbie and I around too much.
Oh, right, because you both tried to get jobs at FBI.
Yeah, that's right.
And they turned you down.
It was a long way to the top if you want to rock and roll.
Yeah, because at FBI, for people who don't know, it's a local Sydney radio station, community radio, and they do this very rigorous kind of interview where you get all put in a big room and all have to, like, fight each other to this kind of, like, this hipster coliseum of, like, who can name their favourite album and why, and if you had a show, what would it be, and what's quirky, and what's your favourite song at the moment, and let's name as many different ways of saying the word song as we can, right?
That's pretty much it.
Sorry, what's another word for song?
If you fail, you get fed to the Snoop Lions, which is their worst punishment, is some musician they don't like.
All right, let's go around the circle. You need to name, like, a synonym for the word song. Whoever can't name one doesn't get the
tune
job.
Tune doesn't count either.
Why?
Because they always say that. And the thing is that when you listen to the radio, you're saying that you just replace song with tune because there's no synonyms in... That's it.
All right,
the only
track,
other song is tune. Sometimes you hear track.
Record.
Jam.
Ali doesn't have it.
Jam.
Single.
B-side?
No, why not?
Not giving that because that's specific. It's like saying like it's too specific.
No, it's not a synonym.
It's not a synonym.
You can call a song a B-side. You can go like
only if it is on the B-side.
Yeah,
but that's not a synonym.
All right, maybe.
All right, fine. You can have it, Jordan.
Spinner.
is that even a synonym? Like, I would
fail. Is that
fail
even a word?
Yeah. I'm in.
Tune
next round.
Tune again.
Tune again.
Tuna.
Tunigan. It's like Finnegan. But
what about groove?
Groove, yeah, there you go. Groove.
Okay. Oh, shit. Nice.
Jamboree.
Jamboree. Yeah, where you control the action play. This next Jamboree is a nice, sweet one. Let's hit it. Let's hit that tuneski.
Banger.
This banger, yeah. This banger and mash is coming up here is... Coming up here is... this Finnegan.
Well, that's the end of our Jolly Christmas special. We do hope you enjoyed. Thanks again to Ali for his fantastic chat and FBI Radio for letting us use their facilities. We're very much looking forward to our live on-air show in 2016. So from all of us here at Friendly Geordies, happy holidays!